A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. This is the testimony of John. When the Jews from Jerusalem sent priests and Levites to ask him, "Who are you?" he admitted and did not deny it, but admitted, "I am not the Christ." So they asked him, "What are you then? Are you Elijah?" And he said, "I am not." "Are you the prophet?" He answered, "No." So they said to him, "Who are you, so we can give an answer to those who sent us? What do you have to say for yourself?" He said, "I am the voice of one crying out in the desert, 'Make straight the way of the Lord,' as Isaiah the prophet said." Some Pharisees were also sent. They asked him, "Why then do you baptize, if you are not the Christ, or Elijah, or the prophet?" John answered them, "I baptize with water, but there is one among you whom you do not recognize, the one who is coming after me, whose sandal strap I am not worthy to untie." This happened in Bethany across the Jordan, where John was baptizing. The Gospel of the Lord. I remember having a conversation with a woman who told me that when she was a teenager and going out with her friends, as she was leaving the house, her mother would call her name and say, "Remember who you are." Somehow, that seemed to stay with her, and on more than one occasion, kept her from doing something she would have later regretted. In today's reading, we can see that John the Baptist knew and remembered who he was. He certainly knew who he wasn't. He was not the Christ. He was not Elijah or the prophet. John not only knew who he was not, he knew who he was. The voice of one crying out in the desert to make straight the way of the Lord, to prepare for the coming of the Christ. At times, I have to ask myself if I know who I am. Do I suffer from a savior complex at times and think I should or could save others from their suffering, their disappointments, and at times, their failure? Or do I really know and define myself as a unique child of God, as beloved by God, as one who has a loving relationship with God, which permeates every aspect of my life? Knowing this about myself is what enables me to see my purpose in life and to interpret the events of my life. Can I see and accept myself as a syllable of God's word and believe that I am called to speak that syllable? Like John, I am called to make my voice heard, called to echo the message that God is in our midst, that I am called to be aware, to look for God, and to recognize God in others, and that this is true of every one of us. We are not called to baptize others in the River Jordan, but we are called to be a voice in the midst of our daily life. Whether it be at work, at a family gathering, a casual conversation with a neighbor, or as a shut-in who has little contact with the outside world. Our syllable may be expressed in actual words, or it may be expressed by our actions, our attitude of compassion, patience, acceptance, gratitude. Maybe these qualities that make up who we really are will be our River Jordan, where people are drawn and called to listen to the message which we preach with conviction, that comes from knowing who we really are in God's sight. As we speak the message that only each of us can speak, we help to make Christ more recognizable to others. And we find that we ourselves recognize him more readily in others. Gracious God, who created me because of love and sustains me because of love. Help me to see myself as you see me and to proclaim your love to all I meet. Help me to speak the syllable which will help others to know their worth and your love for them. We ask this in the name of your Son and our brother, Jesus.